joining us on KNBR 680. This is going to be very interesting, fans. He's the organizational travel coordinator for the San Francisco Giants. He's been doing that for the last 15 years. Michael Scardino. And, you know, I talk to you all the time about travel. And, you know, coming up as a WBC, you are involved in this, and players are going to be going all over the world. You're one of the guys that puts it together. How do you do it?
Well, Moises Alou and Felipe Alou called me over Thanksgiving looking for a travel coordinator for the Dominican Republic. And they were asking me about different guys. And I didn't want to recommend a guy that I didn't think was qualified. I said, well, what about me? And there was about 5 seconds pause there. And they said, can you do it? And I said, well, if Brian and Bobby Evans say yes, I will do it. So we worked out the details. And I'm starting on March the 1st. I will travel to Tampa, Florida. I've been doing a lot of the background work for the past few weeks, setting up hotel accommodations in Tampa where we'll train. We're at the Yankee training camp there. We show up on March. I show up on March 1st. The players will show up on March 3rd. March 4th, we begin our workouts at the Yankee camp. March 5th, we will play the Yankees in spring training. March 6th, we'll play the Philadelphia Phillies in Clearwater, and then we'll fly to San Juan, Puerto Rico for a day of workout, and then we will be involved in the round robin where the top two teams finish there. We have Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and Spain.
Boy, it's an interesting story. This is something that's going to be going on all around the world, and you're the travel coordinator for the Dominican Republic team. Now, being down here in spring training, you hear stories, someone's going, they're not going, and all that. I imagine you're the guy who could probably answer most questions as to who's going and who's not going, because you have to make the reservations. They have to tell you first.
Well, right now, the rosters have to be in by February 21st, and Moises Alou flew out here yesterday confirming that guys will be coming. So basically, we were going around camp to camp, seeing the Hanley Ramirez's, the Adrian Beltres of the world, and making sure that they are committed to coming. And I'm giving out their flight information as we're talking, and telling them where to go, what flights we have for them, sending them to Florida, have a car to pick them up, bring them to the hotel in Tampa, and just a regular travel itinerary that that Fred Alexander does, our director of team travel. The itinerary is set up for, okay, this is the time you're here. The bus leaves here. It's just the normal everyday routine of a travel coordinator that needs to be done.
Well, Michael Scardino with us. He says it modestly because he's going to different countries to get this done. Of course, going to San Juan, Puerto Rico, and then coming back to Miami. You have to do that. And then if you go further, back to San Francisco for the semifinals and the finals. So you've got a little bit of traveling to do, including Tampa. Michael is the organizational travel coordinator for the Giants. What's the biggest challenge here? Puerto Rico, Miami, Tampa, San Francisco. Mostly familiar territory, but what's your biggest challenge here?
The biggest challenge is really trying to take care of the players' needs and comforts. You know, they've come to spring training. They're only here for a few days. Now they got to travel back, if they're in Arizona, travel back to Florida, or if they have a their spring training like in Sarasota or whatever, to get them up there. Now, they got to uproot their families, and bring them with. You know, a lot of the players like to bring their families with them. So this could be anywhere from a 7 to 19-day affair if we go all the way. So the biggest challenge is to make sure that the guys are comfortable, that their family needs are taken care of.
All right. Now, I've been on a trip. You remember, a couple of years ago, I was fortunate enough to go to Chicago and Colorado, and you helped coordinate that for me. And, of course, it was a Delta flight and, a charter flight. But you get a charter plane for this, for the Dominican team, or how do they travel?
It will be all charter. Delta Airlines, that's part of the major league requirements, is you have to travel charter. So the flights have been set up. We know exactly when they go. All I have to do is fill out the manifest for the guys that are coming in, and manifest meaning full name and birth dates.
And passports, if you know. Let's say you don't need passports for Puerto Rico.
No, you don't need passports in Puerto Rico, but yeah, I do have everybody's passports. They're all scanned in case I need to bring them along if there's a problem with identification purposes.
Well, look, think of now, of course, your colleagues in this business who may leave here, head to China, then to Tokyo, then to San Francisco. Let's think of the Netherlands team with Hensley Mullins. Can you imagine putting that travel together?
Yeah, they actually leave next week. And, again, it's a long way to go, but the simplicity of it all is, have your passport, all your documents ready to go, and it's just a plug-in thing. So, I mean, it takes time to get everything set up, but once it's done, it's really plug-in,
All right. I love it. That's why we want John to explain this, the backstory of the WBC, of moving players around and families around. And it's been going on here. As Michael says, the team's leaving for China very shortly, and it all ends up in San Francisco, March 17th to 19th. Michael Scardino, good background on the WBC. I hope everything goes smoothly for you and everybody else.
Well, thanks very much.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.